It's that time in Spain where we talk to Brett Hanson from Blevins Franks. How are you doing today, Brett?
Yes, I'm doing very good, Howard. And what about yourself? How are things going?
I'm well. Keeping cool as I can in the heat. But
yeah, a few more weeks to go.
Yes.
Things will start cooling, hopefully.
Fingers crossed. Anyway, today, Brett and I are going to look at how UK investments and income are taxed in Spain. Brett, do you find that British expatriates tend to keep hold of their UK investments, even though they plan to live in Spain long term?
Well, Howard, from time to time, I do come across British expatriates who have been living here for many years and have retained some or all of their UK investments. But I would say I come across these expatriates far less now than, say, 15 or 20 years ago. And I think this is because of three reasons. Firstly, I think that in the past, some British expatriates living here had wanted to retain their UK advisor, who may have provided them with very good advice over many years whilst they were living in the UK, and who they may have developed a close relationship with, perhaps even becoming good friends. And in retaining their UK advisor, they retained their UK investments. But over time, these expatriates have realised that these advisors who live in the UK and whose overriding majority of clients will be in the UK, will not have understood the taxation and regulatory rules in Spain, nor kept a pace with any changes, not just on the national level in Spain, but also on a local level, bearing in mind that there are 17 autonomous regions in Spain, each with their own tax variations. And so many of these British expatriates who moved here intending to keep their UK investments and UK advisors have over the years changed this. Secondly, this process undoubtedly fastened following Brexit, because most UK-based advisors are no longer able to advise Spanish residents. And at the same time, a number of UK banks and UK-based investment companies have contacted their clients living in Europe, telling them that because of Brexit, they are no longer able to retain those accounts or investments. And then thirdly, when I compare now to, say, 15 or 20 years ago, there is much more information available online about living in Spain and the taxation implications of living here than before, whether that's articles, podcasts, or online presentations. And so many British expatriates who have moved here in recent years have certainly had a better opportunity than those expats who moved to Spain, say, 15 or 20 years ago, to carry out research or contact firms like ourselves before moving to Spain in order to understand the tax implications of such a move. In fact, we've seen in the last few years a significant increase in the number of people in the UK contacting us via our website more than 12 to 18 months before moving to Spain, wanting to understand both the visa and tax implications of moving and living in Spain. And as a result, they have discovered that UK investments are not particularly tax efficient or suitable if you're going to live in Spain.
It's very good that they can plan ahead like that. So let's start with premium bonds. One reason they're so popular is because any returns or winnings are tax-free in the UK. But what happens when you're a resident in Spain?
So, I mean, when it comes to premium bonds, more than 21 million Britons hold them, with more than £117 billion in them. And of course, the main attraction of investing in these is that whilst they don't typically provide earnings or capital growth, any winnings have always been tax-free in the UK. But if you have premium bonds and are a resident of Spain, then I'm afraid any winnings will be added to your general income for the year and taxed at progressive rates of income tax, which start at around 18 to 19%. But increases to up to 48 to 54% depending upon your total income and which region of Spain you're living in.
Can you continue to hold premium bonds once you've left the UK?
Yes, Howard, you can retain them if you are no longer living in the UK, but in addition to not being tax-free in Spain, the other issue British expatriates are coming across with these are that the winnings have to be paid to a UK bank account. They cannot be paid to a bank account outside of the UK. And as I said before, some banks in recent months have been contacting their clients who live in Europe, telling them that they can no longer retain their UK bank account. And so if you don't have a UK bank account, or you're going to lose your UK bank account, then you're not going to be able to receive the winnings from premium bonds, and therefore it makes no sense to retain them.
And what about ISAs? Are they in a similar situation?
Well, with ISAs, you can keep them if you are living outside of the UK, but you are unable to add to them. And again, I'm afraid that although these are tax-free in the UK, the Spanish tax authorities will tax them here in Spain. So any interest and gains earned from UK ISAs are fully taxable here, though they're taxed at what is referred to as savings income tax rates and not the general income tax rates I mentioned before. Savings tax rates start at 19% and increase progressively to 26%.
And how is UK bank interest taxed in Spain?
Well, for anyone earning any interest on their UK bank accounts, any interest earned would need to be declared in Spain and taxed at the same rates as I've mentioned with regards to ISAs, so starting at 19% and increasing progressively to 26%.
Are there any other popular UK investments that are taxed differently in Spain?
If you are a Spanish tax resident and you hold shares or stocks, as they are often referred to, or unit trusts and investment bonds, then the dividends or income from these will be taxable in Spain on an annual basis. And if you were to encash any of these investments whilst a resident of Spain, then the gains made since inception on these will also give rise to tax here in Spain. And the tax rates on both dividends and capital gains on all of these start at 19%, but can be as high as 26%. Also, Howard, whilst not strictly speaking an investment, it's nonetheless important to mention that when it comes to pension income, whether this is the UK state pension or a personal pension or a self-invested personal pension or a final salary pension, then these are all fully liable to tax in Spain and not taxable in the UK if you are a Spanish tax resident. The income from these are taxed at what is referred to as general income, and each of the 17 autonomous regions of Spain have their own rates that apply to this, but they typically start at around 18 or 19% and then progressively increase to around 48 to 54% depending upon which region of Spain you live in. The only pensions which remains liable to tax in the UK, even when you are a resident of Spain, are UK government service pensions, such as civil service, local authority, fire service, police, and certain teachers' pensions. And so for these pensions, they do remain liable to tax in the UK, and you can claim your UK personal allowance against these pensions. However, Howard, I should just also mention that when it comes to the pension cash lump sum that you can normally take from a pension, and in the UK, this pension cash lump sum would be tax-free, if you take it whilst you are a resident of Spain, then this will be liable to tax in Spain and isn't tax-free like it is in the UK.
Some people will hold on to UK property and rent it out to earn an income. How does Spain tax UK rental income?
UK rental income will remain liable to tax in the UK, and you will have your UK personal allowance to offset against this income. But this income will also need to be reported on your Spanish tax return if you are a resident of Spain. The good news with regards to the taxation of this income here in Spain is that there is a reduction of 60% against the net rental income for long-term letting, where the property being rented out is used as a permanent home by the tenants. So, as an example, a net income of, say, £12,000 per year would need to be declared in the UK, though you will have your UK allowances, and it will need to be declared here in Spain, but only £4,800 of it, i.e. 40% of that £12,000, which would then be taxable in Spain at general income tax rates. And any tax that's been paid on this in the UK, Spain will offset against this against the tax to be paid here. I'm afraid this 60% reduction does not apply to short-term holiday lets. And whilst there's no specific time limit set in Spain in which a contract is regarded as long-term as opposed to short-term on this, long-term is viewed here as where the tenant truly makes the apartment his or her home.
Finally, what's your advice to Spanish residents who are holding on to UK assets?
I would say that while adapting to a life in Spain comes fairly easy to some expatriates who are clearly keen to start a new chapter in their life, there will be others who will find it not so easy letting go of all things that they're used to or feel comfortable with back in the UK. And so I think that having your financial assets structured in a way that is familiar and that you understand can be comforting. Over the 20 plus years I've been advising British expatriates in Spain, I've come across UK nationals living here who thought that they could continue to pay UK income tax on their UK investments and pension income and not pay the tax in Spain because they didn't understand or had misinterpreted the rules. They thought that because the income was paid into a UK bank account, they could continue to pay the tax in the UK and not in Spain. Or they thought that because there is a double taxation treaty between Spain and the UK, they could choose which country they wish to pay tax in. In both situations, Howard, despite living in Spain all year round and them regarding themselves as residents of Spain, they believed that they were still UK tax residents and not required to pay tax here. And I do understand why there is such confusion. There are, after all, certain rules in Spain where accountants or gestores do interpret the tax rules differently. But I would say more UK nationals living in Spain than ever before have and are regularising their financial affairs correctly for living in Spain, especially since Brexit. And so should any of our listeners be unsure as to where they should be paying their tax or what their tax liabilities are, then I do recommend that they contact their local Blevins Franks office. At the same time, you may want to ask yourself, is holding on to UK assets that we've discussed today a sensible strategy with regards to legitimately avoiding paying too much tax in Spain? And you know, should you keep your assets all in sterling when your expenditure in Spain is in euros? And finally, should you be receiving financial advice from a UK advisor who probably doesn't understand the tax implications of living in Spain and how these UK assets are taxed here? There are, after all, a number of tax-efficient structures available to expatriates living in Spain which can be used to minimise the taxes on both savings and investments in Spain. And while Spain is regarded, I would say, as a country which has quite high taxes, if you structure your assets and income correctly, then for many British expatriates living here, it's actually possible to legitimately pay less tax in Spain than what you would pay if you were tax residents in the UK. So again, if any of our listeners, Howard, have any concerns or questions about their tax liabilities, or they wish to look at ways of minimising their taxes or potential taxes on their income and assets, then I suggest that they do get in touch with their local Blevins Franks office, where they can talk to an experienced, qualified advisor who will be able to look at their situation and advise them on possible solutions to these issues. Our website is www.blevinsfranks.com, and in addition to locating your local Blevins Franks office, you can also find out more information about who we are and what we do, along with articles, podcasts, tax guides, and videos.
Many thanks, Brett. We'll talk again in a fortnight.
Thank you, Howard. Nice talking to you. Bye now.